Your favorite artist or sports team just announced that they are coming to your city. Woohoo! So you start to take the usual steps. You sign up for the fan club, get a pre-sale code, call in for a late start at school, log online to Ticketmaster at 10 a.m., and within 20 seconds, all of the tickets are gone. Sound familiar? You may be thinking to yourself, how is this possible? It is because of TicketBots, software programs that allow ticket scalpers to obtain thousands of tickets at once and resell for much higher prices. According to Live Nation's chief operating officer, Joe Berchtold, only about 1/3 of tickets are actually sold to fans. The rest go to bots and brokers. These bots can perform the kinds of tasks one would usually do on their own, such as making an appointment or online shopping, but at a much faster rate. According to former ticket broker Ken Lawson, most ticket bots can obtain up to 15,000 tickets in just 1 minute. The bots then resell them through brokers or scalpers on sites such as StubHub, eBay, and Craigslist for up to 1,000 times more than the face value. What could have been a $90 ticket may later be resold at $300, $1,200, or $5,000. Making it complicated for the average fan to actually go to the event. I describe myself as an avid concertgoer and have had my fair share of battling these bots ever since I was about 10 years old. Throwback to all the Jonas Brothers concerts. I've entered radio contests, waited hours in box office lines, and joined fan clubs to obtain pre-sale codes just so I can avoid the bots, but it sometimes seems that there is no way around them. In December of 2016, former President Barack Obama passed the Better Online Ticket Sales Act, otherwise known as the BOTS Act, which will make it much easier for fans to buy tickets to shows at face value. This issue does not just occur in the U.S. either. Countries such as Canada and Australia are also pushing for regulations to be made upon ticket bots, which begs the question, how easy will it be to catch the bots from overriding the law? As technology gets more advanced, wouldn't it be effortless for a bot to sneak through the system? A simple law won't do. If fans before the technology era never had to deal with this issue, maybe it's time to take tickets offline or limit sales to domestic sales only. Musicians such as Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and Harry Styles are just a few performers who have gone through barriers to ensure that their actual fans are getting tickets to their shows. In 2017, Ticketmaster introduced a system called Verified Fan, which allows devotees to register for a code in order to purchase tickets. Ticketmaster then uses a system to wipe out any potential scalpers and bots, and then gives fans unique ticket codes 2 hours before the concert tickets go on sale. Currently, there are few bot-preventing programs which address issues with tickets, but there are adaptable designs that might work. While most of these bot programs were designed to work with customer service, perhaps ticket distributors could readjust some of the techniques into building a more complex bot battling software. In the meantime, it has been almost a year since the bill became a law, and Americans are still battling the bots. This goes to show that a law is only as good as its enforcement, and that this one law is only a step as the scalpers and technology get more and more advanced. For Spot 127, this is Caroline Smirk.